50 years ago, what would those of us in this room been thinking about, talking about, worrying about, and perhaps even celebrating? Of course, there are those in this room who weren't even on Earth 50 years ago, so they will have to exercise their imaginations. As for this last, the celebration, our country had not too many years before come through a great war victoriously and was in the process of getting rich to a point previously undreamed of. There was much to celebrate, but something was also going wrong, and it was beginning to dawn on us, perhaps something always would be. For one thing, in too many places, some of them old, some of them new, there were legions still bent on our destruction. We would still have to keep alert and spend a good deal of our wealth to keep safe. And in its way, much worse, for it hit us directly in our homes, schools, and even in our streets, there were all those children, gently reared, healthier than had ever been dreamed of in all of human history, protected and indulged, who were now busy hatching a culture of grievance, proclaiming their oppression, drugging themselves into various forms of idiocy, rioting in their universities, and in general, refusing one after another of the means by which the young usually assert their claims to adulthood. So that dinner 50 years ago would have been bound to be a considerably gloomier occasion than this one. Not that this morning we don't have our own reasons to be fretful and about the world around us, but they're on the whole different ones. The world is still a dangerous place, and we are at the moment being governed by what can best be called a stellar representation of greedy idiocy. On the other hand, those who are here now in this room, not to mention our myriad legions of political comrades all around the country, let's not forget that we have those now, have become a source of great energy to one another, and it seems one of ever-growing dismay and agitation to our opponents, for which we should all be very happy. This is, of course, far from the answer to our perhaps once innocent prayers. For sure, as we will never either win them or lose them permanently, we are never going to run out of battles, including, let us cheerfully reassure ourselves, battles among ourselves. But even in those, there has been life and energy and respect and, yes, fellowship. We are lucky people. And I would like to add to the list of our reasons to be grateful this morning, among us, the presence among us of two men who have heaped upon us, and upon me most especially, blessings and joys, both intellectual and personal. One of them is the man who has served as the president of this organization during the past 2 years, and the other has been its secretary for many years. As you can tell by the color of my hair, these joys will not, in my case, take a particularly long stretch of time in coming to their appropriate close. So let me finish by saying that the years of fellowship and combat, internal as well as external, afforded by the Philadelphia Society have been a privilege I would not have traded for all the gold now in China. all the once imprisoned throng of kulaks in Russia and all the oil lying wasted and forlorn under the Arctic Ocean. And for this, how can one begin to offer one's thanks? And now I am off to home. Thank you.